Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam again. As usual, we will start with Information Desk and then we'll follow with some news items and a second feature. First, here's Information Desk. There are a few messages this week. Firstly, thank you, Bob Spear and Mrs. Ellen Berry, for all the used stamps. We'll pass them on to Vision Norfolk for their fundraising collection. Thank you, Mrs. Mary Southwood and Mrs. Rita Ward, and your husband John, for the generous donations. They're greatly appreciated. Thank you to all who have sent us Christmas cards and for your kind words. They have brightened up our offices. Thank you, Mr. Anthony Froggatt, for your call, and do not worry about the memory sticks. Please get well soon. Miss Carol Burrows, sorry that you were having problems with the memory stick. We have tried it and it does seem to only work intermittently. We will send you a replacement so you will receive two memory sticks in your wallet this week. Just a little warning, but the messages in Information Desk for the next few weeks will be a week late, as we will be recording before reading your notes, calls and emails. This is all due to our new COVID arrangements. Please continue to contact us, as we love to hear from you. Next, we have information on activities from Vision Norfolk. Contacts there are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, or by email to mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. We will repeat those contact details at the end of Information Desk. Having said that, the first item is from Richard Polly of Vision Norfolk. Why not come and join us for a 2 to 3 mile walk at Whitlingham Country Park to walk off the Christmas excesses on Wednesday, the 12th of January? A minibus will be leaving from the Bradbury Centre at 10 a.m, or you can meet us at Whitlingham Country Park at the Café Barn at 10:30 a.m. It will cost £2 per person for the minibus. The walk is free. If using the car parks at Whitlingham Country Park, there are charges. Please be aware that some of the paths are a bit muddy at the moment, so wear appropriate footwear. Please contact Richard Polly to book your place on 01603 573 000, or you can email richard.polly@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Last week we mentioned the various activities at Vision Norfolk which are regular events. First is the Audio Book Club, which meets on the second Monday of each month at 1:30. The next meeting is on the 10th of January at the Vernon Castle Room at the Millennium Library. Then there's the Creative Writing Group meeting on the third Tuesday of each month at the Bradbury Centre at Vision Norfolk between 2 and 4, and the motor cruiser trips every third Thursday of the month. Also, there is a Thursday arts group which meets from 10 till 12:30. Do call Mark if you wish to book in or know more. Lastly, there is a trip to the Theatre Royal, which you must book up by the 7th of January if you're interested. It's a performance of the musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie. Once again, those contact details for all booking or information are Mark or Helen by telephone 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The local NHS Trust has issued regular COVID advice. They say the Norfolk and Waveney Health and Care System is working hard to ensure that everyone over the age of 18 is offered and has their booster vaccinating from now until January 2022. The decision has been made at NHS Norfolk and Waveney to suspend all routine business unless it is focused on vaccination or urgent and emergency care. This means that a significant number of staff are now being redeployed to or support delivery of the COVID-19 booster programme. They will keep everyone updated regularly through their website. Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so we can move on to some news items.